way the cartels have changed the fentanyl, the way that it's made, and they've got a substance in it that stops the Narcan. So these kids are having these Narcan parties, and it's like a designated driver thing, and they shoot them up or whatever they do with the Narcan, but it doesn't work anymore. So that's raising the deaths.
This is a guy named Peter Branich, I believe was his name. This is at the Milton City Council meeting on Thursday, and I had never heard this before. I didn't know if there was anything to it. I thought I would ask our law enforcement officer, Bob Johnson, who is a sheriff of Santa Rosa County. He joins us taking time out of a sheriff's conference that he is at this morning elsewhere in the state. Sheriff Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Have you heard of this before? Do you know anything about this?
No, I have not heard of that, but I plan on calling my narcotics supervisor after the show and ask him if he, I know he's heard of it, if it's a true fact, but okay. No, that's a first for me.
Okay, well, great. And obviously, just let me know, because I hope I can say this was not true. I'm horrified to find out that it might be true, but that's why I wanted to ask you, because I figured you would know or could find out, so I appreciate that. We had a pretty bad incident this week involving Stephen Jernigan, a very notable local figure in Santa Rosa County. We've got an arrest made in the homicide, right?
We do. Unfortunately, this has been a really bad year for Santa Rosa County. We normally, in a normal year, we'll have three or four homicides, and I think Stephen Jernigan made either our ninth or tenth. And it's mostly domestic related, you know, families and stuff. So it's impossible to prevent. But I am proud to say our major crimes unit is one of the best in the country, and all of them have been solved, and all of the perpetrators are going to be brought to justice. I think we have two that were actually self-defense, but they're still considered homicides because it obviously is not a natural death.
And so, I mean, I guess the guy who's been booked into jail is a relative of his. And do we know anything about, you know, motive, or do we know anything that you can say at this point?
Yeah, they're definitely related, our cousins. And basically, I don't know a whole lot on it. What I've been briefed so far is, basically, he came over to Mr. Jernigan's house. They got into altercation, and then obviously it escalated pretty rapidly. And we got called, and then shortly thereafter, we ran everything through the state attorney's office, and we had a warrant signed for, I believe, second-degree homicide. And he's currently in custody. So.
Okay. Well, as you said, it's been a very bad year, but your major crimes unit is very good at following these things up and, you know, finding the person that they believe was who committed it. You had a warning out about Amazon deliveries because of the personal vehicles that are being used now. Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't know why or what has possessed Amazon to do this, but not only are people using personal vehicles, but they're going at all times, day and night, which, you know, it's a recipe for disaster. You come knocking on somebody's door at 2 a.m. and you're in a civilian vehicle and civilian clothes, and you're up on somebody's porch banging on the door. I mean, bad things can happen. So I don't know what's possessed that.
Really? That like, any? Wow.
Yeah, we've been briefed that it's going to be around the clock pretty much. And which scares me to death. I don't know why a company would do this. I know you want to make profits and everything, but there's no reason to be knocking on somebody's door delivering a package after, I would say, 8 or 9 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah, I mean, after dark is already kind of, you know, I mean, there's a certain allowance of up to 10 o'clock maybe is reasonable. But as a pattern, I mean, you're going to have dogs barking. People are going to get woken up. I mean, people are going to be showing up to their front door with a gun. I mean, this is not a good thing.
No, it's not. And I find it hard to believe Amazon is in such dire straits that they need to do this. That's the scary part. I mean, I'm pretty sure Amazon is a pretty solvent corporation and they make a little bit of money. So why you would need to do this is just, it's totally incredible. I don't know who made the decision or why they did, but it's a pretty stupid one.
Yeah, that's kind of unbelievable. One of the cooler things that I saw this week is I saw a video of some of your folks who apparently what you've got is you've got a whole new kind of, I don't know, I guess I'd call it like a siren for one of the vehicles. Is this the new pull-me-over sound or the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputy vehicles?
not vehicles. We have over 300, and this is the only one with that very unique siren that we programmed into it. But yeah, you know, it's so hot around here, and ice cream never hurt anybody. So we figured we would kind of do something a little lighthearted for a change, and hopefully the community likes it.
Oh, I loved it. And you basically, in this case, I didn't see the location, but you pulled into a park where you were up in the pavilion delivering ice cream to the kids, and you know, people were getting their treat on, and it was just it was a neat little example of community policing, community engagement and outreach, right?
Yeah, and you know, we don't want people to say every time they see a cop, oh no, what happened, you know. It's nice to show up on a scene and people be happy to see you, and you know, you're not there to arrest anybody or tase anybody or anything like that. So it's just one more way we try to reach out and show the community, hey, we may have badges and guns and patrol cars, but we're human beings too. We're just like everybody else. We just have a job to do.
You know, just one time between you and me, nobody else is listening, I would like to see the SWAT team roll up in like their Bearcat with this music.
I don't know if I could convince the team commander for that or not.
That would be a completely disorienting approach to that response. Sheriff Johnson,
yes,
as always, thank you so much for the time, especially when you're in a conference elsewhere in the state. I'm sure next week we'll talk about some of the stuff that you learned, and we'll follow up as well on the allegation of the more dangerous fentanyl. But, sir, thank you for what you do for the community. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, man.
You bet. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. New sound of terror when you're speeding. Can you imagine how different that would be to have that pull you over? I'm sure it's programmed to go whichever
way.
No,
you could get a ticket and a push pop.
Oh, nice.
Yes, aww. I guess
it'll make you
mind
feel better about
as
it.
As much. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Right.
I'm paying $60, but look at this delicious chocolatey goodness.
Aw. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so if there's an accident, there's a bunch of stuff going on this morning. Certainly use caution wherever you are. Wild Lake Boulevard and Pine Forest Road showing an accident with a possible roadblock. That's near the Hardee's, of course, at Pine Forest, right near the interstate. An awkward place. So they have that portion of the roadblock. Michigan and Robo Loma Drive showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. We see an accident with a roadblock at Brent and Davis in Pensacola. It's a crash. Certainly drive with caution in that area. Drive with caution everywhere, but watch out for construction in Beulah. That's on Mobile Highway, south of the Equestrian Center. And both eastbound and westbound, south of the Equestrian Center, they're doing some paving, so it is down to one lane. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you haven't been to Pensacola Hardware, just, I mean, like ever, like if I'm asking, hey, have you ever been to Pensacola Hardware? And you're like, you know, you kind of like when you catch the dog doing something they shouldn't be doing, you're like looking down the side. Don't look at me. I'm not seeing it right now. Okay, well, just go. I mean, seriously, just go. Like, make it a fun day, a date trip. As you know, you're going to be downtown anyway. Just go for no reason at all. Not because you need to buy a hammer or something like that, or because you're working on a project, you need advice, or because you're building a house, you need stuff. Okay, just go for the going's sake, because it's an institution here in Pensacola. I mean, 1851. It's been around since before there was Levi's, just to kind of put that in perspective. Like, before the Civil War. Okay, 32 of the 45 presidents, 46 presidents. You know, that's a lot of time that has been there helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. And it's not just hardware, but in the front is all of this, like, houseware stuff. You know, the cooking gear and the grills and the gumbo pots and, like, Yeti merchandise and all that kind of stuff. And seriously, if you're looking for a gift for somebody or yourself, it's okay to buy for you. You can stop by Pensacola Hardware right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Are you looking for a way to safely grow your savings and move your future forward now? Look no further than Gulf Winds Credit Union's money market account. The rate's so good, we're afraid to just spring it on you unprepared. Your safety's very important to us. Just know that your Gulf Winds money market account will make your money work harder and give you the flexibility you need to stash cash for your future. Visit GoGolfWinds.com and open the account with bigger savings and more flexibility today. Federally insured by NCUA. See GoGolfWinds.com for full details.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me Monday for the Chamber Connection when I'll be joined by Keith Leonard, Superintendent of Schools for Escambia County. Keith will talk to us about all the efforts that we're putting in for getting kids back to school. It's just around the corner, so join me Monday at 10 for the Chamber Connection with Keith Leonard.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
This is by far my favorite song from Weezer. It's, oh, I love it. And the sad part about this song is it's so good. It's only like 2 minutes long, and it's over. And I'm like, no! And I remember one time when I was starting to go back and listen to some old Weezer that I hadn't listened to before. I was listening to it, and I found this song. I'm like, oh, this is so good. And then I was so disappointed that there was no other song quite that good on any of the Weezer stuff. So I started asking the internet, if I like Dope Nose is the name of the song, what other songs would I like? And it was giving me stuff like the Fratellis and, you know. But I never found anything that was even remotely close.
I spent
I don't know, at least a half hour to an hour looking to try to find, where's the other music like this? None. 8:24 on News Radio 92.3. The sorrows of a young Andrew.
Pinkerton, David. How people hate.
Okay, all right.
Goodness.
There you are.
All right. Hey, David, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines.
Police in Miami say they ended a standoff with an armed man that was holding hostages on a yacht yesterday. The yacht's owner reportedly chartered the vessel to a group of 17 people. But when it was time to go back to dock, they held the captain at gunpoint, demanding their money back. Now, there's no details on arrests, but police there are confirming the situation ended safely. The Justice Department giving Texas an ultimatum: remove their floating barrier from the Rio Grande or get sued. The DOJ wants the state to remove their border buoy barrier, claiming it's illegal in public. I spent a long time trying to come up with another B word to put in there. Yeah. They say
big.
What's that?
Big.
Big. Yeah, the big border buoy barrier.
There you go.
In the Rio Grande. The DOJ says it's a public safety risk and it's illegal. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they have the right to defend their border. And the Twitter bird is gone today, replaced by an X. Elon Musk announced that they were changing their logo. It's gone live as of today, and it coincides with the fact that they changed their business name to X Corp.
So he bought this thing, broke it 100 different ways, and has now changed the corporation name, changing the brand, all the iconography. And are we going to call it a different service? Is it going to be Twitter anymore?
It looks completely different. It's a weird logo,
too.
It doesn't make much sense.
Okay. Hey, look, it's your $44 billion to lose, bro. Or, well, you know, yours and all the other people who might own shares. Okay, whatever. Candy, you ready to do traffic? You want to do it? All right. Give it a shot. See how you do.
All right. Accident on Wild Lake Boulevard, and it looks like it's blocking the lane to I-10. Kind of that weird, awkward spot near the Hardee's as you're trying to get onto I-10 right there at Pine Forest. So caution there. Construction in Beulah. This is on Mobile Highway south of the Equestrian Center. They're doing some paving. So eastbound and westbound, and again, south of the Equestrian Center, it is down to one lane. So you want to use caution there. We're also seeing an accident. This is Davis and Brent Lane in Pensacola. Now, it says roadblock. Not necessarily seeing a roadblock, but certainly caution in that area. Michigan and Robla Loma showing an accident, but not a roadblock. And this just popped up. North 65th and Burkhead Drive in Pensacola showing an accident this morning. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Did you happen to see this as one of those, like, really, oh my God, kind of stories? The 18-year-old Miami mother who allegedly tried to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son.
So horrible.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's just, you know, the reason the police found her is because they had set up a fake website. The name of the website is rentahitman.com.
Are you kidding me? And that's what?
No, like, what? Like, she went on the, dear internet, how do I purchase a hitman? Oh, rentahitman.com. That seems like a completely legitimate website that I would go to in order to hire a hitman for $3,000 to murder my child. Like, what in the?
That's so awful on so many levels, but God.
You know, my wife said, she said, is there any chance that she was doing this as a joke or as a gag or as a, oh, I'm so exasperated at this. You know, like, is there any chance? And I'm like, I don't think so, because I don't think they would arrest her. But, you know, my wife often has good intuitions about these things. Like, she knew that woman from the toddler walking along the side of the river, that was all a bunch of nonsense, and probably that woman needed a lot of help. But, man, just, yeah, wow. So the kid is staying with grandma, you know, while the mom's in jail on $15,000 bond. $15,000 bond.
Okay. Does she get back her $10,000 from the hitman?
Three. It was only three.
Oh, three.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think that's all it is. Yeah.
Okay. That's so awful.
Well, you can go visit rentahitman.com and see if maybe it's less or more here in the Pensacola area. I mean, maybe, you know, take care of your business, whatever you need to do. 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh. This is just one of those, like, it's a today story. Okay, and it happened. Somebody had mentioned this to me the other day, and I had not heard of it. You ever heard of the SS Eastland or
No.
the Eastland disaster?
No, I haven't.
July 24th, 1915. Okay, 1915. So after the Titanic, there had been these rules put in place about lifeboats and some other things. And this was an old naval vessel that got converted over into, you know, like being a steamliner, basically. And it had had, some issues, okay, with being a little top-heavy and listing, like, numerous times. It had sort of tilted over to the side, and so they had taken out staterooms, they had taken out cabins, they had changed a bunch of things, even gotten rid of smokestacks to try to lower the average weight. So on this date in history, it was moored in, it was in Chicago, I believe is where this took place, and it was at the dock. And people started loading, and it flipped over on its side.
Oh, that's so sad.
And in only 20 feet of water, so the thing was only halfway submerged. Oh, mm-hmm. 800 people died.
Oh, gosh.
And it had been, like, again, it had been several times previously that it had had kind of listing issues where this is a known thing and they'd have to tell people, you can't all be up on the deck at the same time, or we have to remove this weighty thing from the, oh, my God, 108 years ago, I guess, today.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Moscow blames Ukraine for a drone bombing that hit two buildings in Moscow, one near the defense ministry. Ukraine's governor of Odessa charges Russia is trying to make the world starve by bombing Ukraine grain exports. The week of Hunter Biden's plea deal on tax and gun charges, New York Post reports Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, set to testify that Hunter put his dad on speakerphone with business associates 24 times when Joe Biden was sitting VP, which hasn't come up in 5 years of FBI investigation. Congresswoman Kat Kamick.
The FBI, of course, had a long time to investigate the claims that were made in this form, and the FBI, they dragged their feet.
X marks the spot where the bluebird used to be. Elon Musk beginning the rebranding of Twitter with a white X on a black field. Tweets will be X's in the move to become an everything app. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 79 degrees. It is mostly clear in Pensacola today. One person's died after a rollover crash on Quintet Road in Santa Rosa County. That happened over the weekend near the Santa Rosa Shooting Center. Florida Highway Patrol says a 46-year-old cantonment man was driving the vehicle when he ran off the road, hit some trees, rolled the vehicle. That man died at the scene of that crash. Police here in Pensacola are investigating after a man was attacked with a machete last night at a downtown bar. PPD says it happened at Old Hickory Whiskey Bar on Palafox, and the suspect allegedly walked into the bar and then hit the victim in the head with the machete. When officers arrived at the scene, they found the man still with the machete on Palafox. That man was taken into custody after being tased by police officers. The suspect has not been identified, but PPD does say the man's charged with attempted homicide and being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail at the moment. And there's no update on the condition of the person who was hit with that machete last night. Well, a driver in Destin got a big surprise over the weekend. A huge sinkhole opened up on 98 Palms Boulevard. Apparently, it was also filled with water, making it nearly invisible. A photo made the rounds yesterday, or Saturday, I should say, showing a vehicle that had fallen into this giant sinkhole. Apparently, it was caused by a water main break, washed away all the dirt under the road. Now, nobody in that vehicle that drove into the sinkhole was hurt, but the last report we had is crews were working to fix it. I'm not sure the progress that's been made in that. Another housing development being proposed in the Molino area. This one would include 33 single-family lots, be located on Highway 97. The development being proposed by Hammond Engineering in Molino recently has been a hotbed for development proposals. That big 1,500-acre housing development was proposed and was not approved for an opt-out for sector, the county sector plan here last week. Hundreds of Molino residents attended that meeting to speak out against that development, saying it could hurt their rural lifestyle. The large development already reportedly back to the drawing board. Developers are working to get that within county sector plans. Several vehicles damaged Sunday when a driver experienced a medical issue in the parking lot at the HCA Florida West Hospital on Davis. Troopers say that a truck crashed into multiple vehicles. The driver was having a medical emergency. That man was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation. And you may remember hearing about that pedestrian crash on Highway 29 earlier this month. A couple of women were hit by separate vehicles while crossing the road. One of those women died shortly after the crash, but now we're seeing reports the second woman involved in that has also passed away. North Escambia reporting 34-year-old Jessica Mathis died over the past week at Sacred Heart Hospital. Those two women were crossing Highway 29 and Century. This was back on July 6th. A pickup truck hit one of the women, and the other one attempted to help her when she was hit by another passing vehicle. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This week, the weather looks about right for this time of the year. Highs will be in the low 90s. We'll have the sunshine to warm things up, and every day there's a chance a shower or a storm will pop up, but rain chances not too high. Each day, that rain chance just around 20%, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast. forecast.
And it's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Sorry, I was busy spilling coffee on our new salesperson. So if you're wondering how
Nice.
She's very nice. Thank God. Berkwood Drive and 65th on West Pensacola showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. We see something at Michigan and Robaloma, but also no roadblock. An accident at Brent and Davis, which is a very busy intersection, showing a possible roadblock. Certainly, it might be slow in that area, and certainly because it usually is, and use caution there and wherever you are. We see another accident at Wild Lake Boulevard and Pine Forest Road. This is near the Hardee's as you're getting on the interstate there, so watch out for that. And watch out for construction and fuel on Mobile Highway south of the Equestrian Center. Eastbound and westbound, they're doing some paving, so just real slow in that area. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. 836, we've got 79 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now this morning. The markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow up 78.49 at 35.301.66. S&P 500 up 17.69 at 45.54.03. And the NASDAQ up 60.82 at 14.93.62. Our 10-year bond rate is down this morning at 3.8%. Gold prices are also down today at $1,964.70. Silver prices at $2,457. And for any crypto investors, Bitcoin down $905.56 at $29,219.92 this morning. Tensions between China and Taiwan driving semiconductor chip makers to look elsewhere for manufacturing. And, well, it might be a good thing for Texas. The Lone Star State, now the top state for this type of high-tech production.
90% of the semiconductors we need from everything from your cell phone to the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter were manufactured overseas.
Senator John Cornyn says Texas now has the highest number of semiconductor fabrication plants and 6 new projects bringing in tens of billions of dollars in investments there. UPS and the Teamsters headed back to the bargaining table this week.
Contract negotiations that will resume Tuesday are aimed at averting a strike by 340,000 UPS workers. The Teamsters' 5-year labor deal with the shipping giant expires on July 31st, 1 week from Monday. A strike could paralyze many supply chains and do tremendous harm to the economy. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you very much, Mark. And it is 8:39. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right, I got a simple one for you today, Candy. In our frivolous topic, we talk about things that aren't in the news, don't matter, and therefore are the most entertaining of everything that we do all day.
Okay.
Just is. It just is. Today is National Drive-Thru Day.
Oh.
It's one of those national made-up days. But okay, there it is, National Drive-Thru Day. So my question for you, 437-1620, feel free to text in your answers with your illustrations and your reasons.
Okay.
That's always, illustrations could be, you know, pictures or just explanation.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah, I know. So here we go. Drive-thru or counter? When you go to a fast food restaurant, do you park and go in and order at the counter, or do you go through the drive-thru?
I have anxiety. Sometimes I just order groceries. So yeah, I go through the drive-thru every time.
So the drive-thru is less stressful to you than the counter?
Yes, in every single way.
Even though in the drive-thru you have to talk to the person through the mic that you barely can understand them, or vice versa. You don't know whether you got the right stuff. If you have to ask somebody, you feel like, can I get ketchup, please? A little bit more ketchup. That doesn't produce anxiety for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not as much as being in the counter and being face-to-face.
That bothers you?
I don't know. Well, I just don't want to be in front of anybody else. I feel bad if there's kids in line and they want this and their mom won't get it for them. And turns out you can't go, here, I'll buy you a kid an ice cream, because that's weird. Yes, that happens. I buy magazines and chase them out. Oh, you want a magazine? Yeah, okay.
437-1620.
You go to the counter?
I'm a counter guy.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Really?
Well, okay, so let me tell you partially why. Part of the reason I like to go to the counter is because I'm a menu studier.
Yeah.
I don't always know what I want. Even at a place I've been to 100 times, I don't necessarily always know what I want. And I like to go and look. And I like to see the options, and I like to compare the prices. And, you know, a lot of times the menu, I can, at the drive-through part, you can barely make it out, mm-hmm. or you can't find the
and
thing
that you
want.
And they don't have all of the stuff.
Right, not everything is on there.
But they do on the app.
No.
But no, I know, I get freaked out. Like even McDonald's, they have that little app and you can order stuff and get free stuff.
Listen, the app from McDonald's is the most horrible app there ever has been, because it often doesn't work or needs to be updated
or whatever. That issue.
And that's super frustrating. But if you can get it to work, it's the most amazing thing you could ever own.
It usually does, but like you can't get a side of Mac sauce on it anymore. So I still have to ask for that. So I get anxiety. But
so my wife is she loves the McDonald's. Okay. But she always wants extra ketchup. And so we're at the window, and I'm like, can we get some ketchup? And I'm like, one more handful like that? How about just one more handful like that? You know, like, I mean, I go in, it's easy. I can, it's just, and it's the whole, like, check to make sure they did it right. When I'm at the counter inside, I can, no problem. Can I get extra salt with that? Can I, you know, it's easy.
Sure.
I am not always going to mess
with
the order.
Is it faster, though?
I wonder. I have a theory. I've never timed it.
So you've never worked fast food?
I worked for Burger King for 6 weeks when I was in high school.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Very briefly.
But they always tell you to make the drive-thru faster.
Okay.
Like, always take care of the drive-thru.
All I know
is... Which is not always the case here, I don't think. It feels like
I
that.
I think
but there's just
in my
working,
brain,
so.
I want to believe the drive-thru is probably faster. But when I think about park, walk, order, food, it feels like it might actually be the same. And, you know, because when you're in the car, especially if there's a line of cars... Okay, you're waiting for all the cars, and then you've more internalized the pain of it by the process being interrupted a bunch of times.
Right.
You're in your car, so you don't think of it as waiting. But I think it's not that much faster. So for me,
I used to go in,
and I'm a couponer too.
I know you are.
So
that
makes
sense.
Right?
David and I, it's separately before I started working here again, went into a restaurant and it was fast food. We went to the counter and we were both yelled at because of our skin color. I'm serious.
All right.
I'm very serious about this. So I stopped going in on that day. And since then, it's been fine, by the way. I don't get any problems, but it was just when everything was going on.
I'm
weird.
Thinking about some of the places where I would go, like a Taco Bell. And if I go to Taco Bell, I'm always taking a bunch of extra sauce because I want them. You feel weird asking for it at the drive-thru. 437-1620. Are you a drive-thru or are you a go into the counter? We actually have our boss here in the studio with us. She wandered in for something or other. Mary, you don't have to be on the radio because I know you will never, ever be on the radio. But did you hear her?
I'm on the radio.
I got Mary Hoxing on the radio.
Yes.
Mary, are you a drive-through or a counter when it comes to fast food?
Drive-through.
Okay. All right. Efficiency, 100%. All right,
there
we go. Park and go in. Somebody here says 437-1620, park and go in, the personal touch. Oh, that's people who like interaction. And then there's people like Candy and Mary who don't like people. No, I'm kidding.
That's true. We don't.
So, very good. Okay. And then also somebody here says 437-1620, I prefer to go inside because the pressure of them getting my order right. Yeah. I mean, I think really we learned everything that we need to know about drive-thrus from Leo Getz.
Don't go back. Okay. Okay. Don't go back. That's it. That's what they want. Let me tell you. Can I give you two guys a friendly piece of advice? Okay. Don't ever go up to the drive-thru. Okay. Always walk up to the counter. You know why? Okay. Okay.
Don't treat you well at the drive-thru.
Okay.
I say it's that way. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Got some more comments rolling in here. 297 and Wild Lake Boulevard. That's Pine Forest and Wild Lake, right near the Hardee's off of Pine Forest, right near the interstate. As I understand, a roadblock after an accident that happened maybe an hour and a half ago. Michigan Roma Loma Drive in Pensacola showing an accident but not showing a roadblock. Burkhead Drive in 65th, and it was on the west side, showing an accident but not a roadblock this morning. Brent and Davis showing a possible roadblock after a crash that happened about an hour ago. And again, watch for construction on Beulah on Mobile Highway south of the Equestrian Center. Eastbound and westbound, they're doing some paving, so it's slow. It's just down to that one lane. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. We're getting a couple more texts in here, 437-1620. Drive-through except for Popeyes. I listen to an audiobook or a podcast or a radio show when I'm in, when I'm in the drive-thru. Oh, I like that. Makes sense. Actually, that makes sense to me because you get your own environment. But going to the counter means you get your steps. Also, it's better for the environment because you don't have your car running the whole time. Come on, be green. Go to the
That's
counter.
That's true.
Somebody here well, you could argue that the startup and turn off is anyway. Somebody here says we seem to pass on fast food places most of the time, but we do go to Hardee's religiously for breakfast when we travel.
Boy, they're great.
Husband is hooked on their bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, and we're devotees of counter service. Okay. I like it that way. Somebody here says counter service is faster these days. Anyway, I tend to think that way. Okay, Andrew, I'd like to go in for all the reasons you mentioned, but every time I do go in, I notice that I'm waiting a lot longer. They did extremely preference the folks in the drive-thru. It's like when you're standing at somebody face-to-face and they get a phone call and they answer the phone. I'm like, I'm right here.
I know. You think it'd be the opposite, but they do. When you work fast food, they tell you to get the drive-thru because they're graded on their numbers. Yeah,
Yeah. So what did we resolve? Nothing. What'd we do? We made a fun conversation. That's the idea. 437-1620. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you're not sure, you know, what to do or not even sure if you want to do it, call Christina Leavenworth. And what you say, I think might be, well, she sounds busy and, you know, I don't want to inconvenience her in case I don't wind up moving into a house or in case I don't wind up selling. She actually said on Pep Talk last week, I was listening to her with Tammy Martin, that's fine. I don't mind talking to people. I love talking about real estate. Ask me your questions.
Oh, she does. Good.
She does, and she's great at it. So you might say, well, what if we're not a customer? What if I don't hire her? Okay. So she meets you. So she makes a relationship. So 2 years from now, you call her. Maybe you never call her again. Maybe you have a friend that you refer her to. Maybe you don't. She doesn't care. She's fine with that. And also, she is a super nerd about real estate. Like, she loves, you know, getting into the, like, nitty-gritty of the details and everything. Like, she's obsessed with it, and she was saying, don't you kind of want that in somebody that you're hiring for professional service? You don't want somebody for whom it's a pastime. You want somebody for whom it's like an obsession. Like, they want to do it well all the time, every single time. And don't tell me what I did right, but I'll do it better. You know, what can I do better? That's her. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenwinkie Realty.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, I've got a pair of tickets to go see Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be performing here August 27th at 5 o'clock at the Sanger Theater. Here's what you got to do. You know, sometimes I try to reward people who have the phone number in their phone. You should already be dialing. Caller number one, 437-1620. Caller number one wins a pair of tickets to go see Casey and the Sunshine Band August 27th at the Sanger Theater. Call now.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Excuse, please, but why do they call you Booger?
I don't know.
Some of the other recommendations that I recall coming up this week included asking council to consider appointing Chief Tindall as interim city manager with your retirement upcoming. It's going to be impossible for this council to have a headhunting firm in place that's actually going to get the job done prior to your retirement date.
It's up to the council. Randy, that you have lots of leave saved up from vacations you haven't taken?
Unquestionably.
Chief, when could you start as interim?
Honestly, I like seeing the meetings from the hallway. But
that's his way of saying no thank you. But apparently, Chief Tony Tindall, MPD Chief, Milton Police Department Chief, is the direct fill-in for Randy Jorgensen. Like when he's on vacation or in the hospital or anything like that, he's supposed to be the guy. So the plan now is to bring him in as, you know, interim city administrator for the last 2 weeks while Randy, before he retires on the 5th of September. And then he's going to take over as interim. And he's like, I would just as soon rather watch these meetings from the hall from now on. But, you know, all right, fine, whatever. Randy said, give him pay, which is appropriate. And then, you know, we just had, I hate to pick, but I just, the guy who was supposed to not mess this up, Mike Cusack, is, if there's anybody who messed it up, it was Mike Cusack, okay? But, you know, I still think there's room to think that nobody really messed it up. Everybody just kind of did what made sense to them. But he just sometimes, he wants to pick a nit on something that just, it's weird the way he approaches things as though he knows everything and everybody else is a fool.
The city has spent $638,000 with BDI for engineering services.
Baskerville Donovan.
And the question I have, wouldn't it be more beneficial to the city to have be utilizing our own engineer to do this work, where we could have them in-house? I think an average salary for an engineer for this type of work is probably right around $100,000 a year. So I might be wrong in what I'm thinking, but I see a glaring way to where we could say we're overspending is what I'm trying to get to.
So right? We spent $600,000 this year on consulting and engineering services from Baskerville Donovan in part of the wastewater treatment plant design. And he says, well, can't we just hire somebody in-house to do this? Which, it's not an unfair question, but it's the how he continues down this road with other relevant parts of this when Randy Jorgensen gives him an answer.
I think we can, Randy, I'll have to ask you about that as well, but... you know, is there some reason why we wouldn't have hired an in-house engineer to do this work? Instead
BDI,
of contract, I think?
BDI has multiple disciplines within their house. There isn't one individual engineer that does this work on behalf of the city of Milton. Further, much of what you find here is for other parties that are engaged on behalf of the city through BDI for things like cultural and historical assessments. Those are skill sets that an engineer who was employed by the city of Milton wouldn't possess. Further, I don't know if you can enter into today's marketplace and find a competent civil for $100,000 a year. It may be greater than that.
So literally everything you just said is not right. But look, the premise is, well, we're spending $600,000 when obviously we can spend $100,000 because all of you are too dumb to figure this out, and I've come up with a way to save the city $500,000. Or maybe, just maybe, the value provided by the variety of engineers and the experts they can subcontract with at BDI is worth more than $100,000, which is why they billed us, the city of Milton, $600,000. Like, it's just, it's a weird accusation. And okay, so Randy answered, but then he like keeps pressing on it. I'll come back to this in a second with Candy, before, after we get Candy with Traffic on the Five.
And first off, congratulations to Mike Williamson of Pensacola. He's going to be shaking his booty at KC and the Sunshine Band. Listen for your chance to win tickets. We have an accident, it looks like, at the top of the hump on Bayou Chico. It's a disabled vehicle eastbound. So I guess not an accident, but that's the eastbound Bayou Chico Bridge right there at the top of the hump. Accident on Wild Lake Boulevard, kind of blocking the lane to I-10. Of course, watching out for construction in Buell on Mobile Highway, south of the Equestrian Center. They're doing some paving, so it is down to one lane. And it looks like the accident at Brent Davis has been cleared up. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So just back to this conversation, because it's kind of part and parcel of the personalities issue that we have in the city of Milton, and also the like unwillingness to hear when a professional answer has been given by an extremely competent professional city manager. So CUSAC keeps pressing on this.
So what you're saying is that even though the county has an engineer at that kind of salary range, the city wouldn't be able to obtain the same quality of person? Have we ever looked at doing that? Have we explored that opportunity?
We have not, and if you would like us to, we can. I would get back to the multiple disciplines that are held in the firm that you would not find in a single individual engaged by the city.
So do we know what, can we line item that out so we can see what, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out a way to.
I understand, and to save some money, but just on a plant, for example, civil, mechanical, geological, electrical, multiple disciplines.
Because this spreadsheet doesn't specify exactly what was, it just says services. No,
right? That's correct.
And of course, Randy, in the end, his job is to say yes if city council wants to provide him with a just silly request. And if he wants line item about whether this $100,000 was from a civil or from a mechanical or from an electrical, you know, he can probably request it. But it's just weird to me, this premise that I, who am not an engineer, know more about this stuff than the people who have contracted with us, and we've relied on their work for all of these years. Now, there could be background here because, you know, Baskerville Donovan is like the enemy for some of these city council members and the Pitchfork Posse because they were involved in the design of the wastewater treatment plant. I get that. They've sunk a different, contract over Lachlan Lake dredging that, you know, I think part of the backstory there is also this, you know, we're going to hurt BDI because they're doing stuff we don't like. But it's just weird to me. It's part and parcel of this sort of just toxic environment of, you know, learning when you can trust people that are experts is an important part of leadership and delegation, right? A59 News Radio 92.3, time for future news. Tony Tindall, will he take the job as interim?
Yes.
How long will he be the interim? Like, when will they actually get the real person?
2 months.
I would say a year. And will he be the permanent? Will
He'll
he be the
permanent.
New Randy, who was the planning director before? Will he be the new Wes Moreno?
Yes.
I actually think that makes more sense than anything else I've heard. I just can't see how they'd hire somebody from the outside to come in and do it. The Major League Cricket in the USA. Is this going to succeed?
No.
Who needs a more boring version of baseball?
Americans haven't embraced soccer.
On the Fives, weekdays on-